Is it not better to rule in hell than to serve in heaven?
I don't know. What do they serve in heaven?
Everlasting peace and happiness.
Oh, I had that once. It was a bit too sugary for my taste.
Next!
Hello, I'm here to see God.
He's right in front of you. Don't you see him?
Well, yes. I'm not here to see him, but I need to see him about a problem.
What?
I have a problem.
Oh, right. You have a problem in heaven.
Yes.
I seriously doubt that. Speak your peace!
Well, it's about...
Yes?
About heaven in general.
Splendid work, isn't it? I think it's my best work ever! Spent positively ages on each mote of dust to give it the proper dustiness. Amen!
Well, that's just it. You see, I think it looks a little cheap.
Cheap? The destination of all that are good and holy looks cheap to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. My pad looks fine, but I had something like it when I was back at home.
How dare you! No, no, let him continue!
Well, it's just... Well, it looks exactly like Earth. I mean, even my nice apartment looks like my old apartment at home. It looks nicer. Like, better lit is all. I went and visited my old friend Jack Hadson and his wife. Nice people, by the way. And guess what?
What?
Their house looked exactly like it did on Earth. Only the puke stain on their carpet was slightly less noticeable.
So you're saying that heaven, the ultimate place to live, looks exactly like Earth, but with better lighting?
Yes.
Fuck! We're rumbled!
I got him.
What the hell?
Exactly.
Satan? No, I don't want to burn forever. Hey, wait, this fire is styrofoam.
Not another one.
So, what brings you here?
Clouds? This isn't the heaven I was in before.
Let me guess, you complained about the heaven you were in, and you got zapped here.
Why, yes.
Right.
Who was that?
Another complainer. I sent him to the next heaven. Every time we let one stay here, they just screw up the mood at the orgies.
And now, a few words from our sponsors.
Fuck, no one's sponsoring us! Back to the show, quickly!
I'd spent 365 days wandering in the wild mountains of Nepal when I happened upon a crack in the mountainside. Feeling a mild wave of heat from within the cavern, I immediately headed in to warm myself. I came upon a magnificent city situated in the bowels of the earth. In the distance, I could see someone waiting for me at its entrance.
Hello there!
Hi, where am I?
Utopia.
Don't say.
I did say.
You speak pretty good English.
So do you.
Bit far out to be learning English in the wild mountains of Nepal, isn't it?
Not really.
So what's this Utopia place?
Oh, you know, perfect society, live in harmony with nature, that sort of thing.
So... My god, that tiger's mauling you. I'll get my shotgun.
No, stay back. The tiger's perfectly within its rights to maul me.
It's eating your guts.
If the price of harmony with nature is having the tiger eat and digest my soft fleshy bits, then so be it. There. Yes, nice. Oh, yes. Enjoy yourself. My intestines should be very lovely. I've been force-feeding myself. Now look, please. Everyone, be nice to each other. I don't want to fuss with that whole demonic rebellion Lucifer thing again. I'm trying to fix the fabric of creation. I wouldn't appreciate more hassles. I've been working on this project for 15 billion years. I'm well overdue.
Thank you, O Lord, for your divine grace.
Don't mention it, young fellow. No, I say you can thank me by working non-stop from now until the end of creation.
What? I thought heaven was a place of rest.
Rest? What are you on about? It's Lucifer who's into sloth and paid holidays. No, heaven is for those who are willing to ply their entire time and energy into making the universe into my original vision of perfection and utopia.
But we get Sunday off, right?
Sunday off? No, that's when you work overtime in the heavenly sweatshop of Nirvana. We've got a lot of mobile phones, toys, and automobiles to get off the assembly lines and into the hands of the masses.
Automobiles?
Yes! What is God without an RV camper? People have faith in technology these days. You know, I've got a toaster which can make toast in 3 seconds. Not just heat bread, but actually make toast from nothing in just 3 seconds. It's fantastic.
But what about angels? And harps? And wings?
Oh, damn it, another complainer.
Thrown out of 427 heavens, 351 hells, and 7 pet shops. Huh? There's nothing here.
Exactly.
Who are you?
I am nothing. We are nothing. Here is nothing.
What is this? Purgatory?
Oh no. This is just the waiting room for purgatory.
That's a bit redundant.
Oh, a complainer.
I'm not complaining, but if you want to know the truth...
So, you're Miss Orr?
Yes.
I'm Dr. Fred Wachinata, gynecology. Follow me.
Okay. You come highly recommended.
I'm glad to hear that. So, what do you do for a living, Miss Orr?
I'm a dental hygienist.
Yeah, I can't imagine how you can work in people's mouths all day long.
Today on Heavenly Art, we'll be talking with Pablo Picasso. Now, Picasso has been with us in heaven for quite some time. Let's take a look at his newest piece, Man with Three Eyes and No Face Turning into a Cow. Tell me, is this some sort of impressionistic hubris, neorealism, or is it intentionally crap?
Hey, I'm Jerry. You can't see the true depth of my painting and just audio alone.
I'm not showing this repulsive trash visually. Art expert Donald Finch, why don't you shed some light on this for us?
Thank you, my girl. Yes, only the lay person would be so vain as to think one would have to see a painting to appreciate it. Just the other day, I was listening on the radio to this lovely Rembrandt.
What is it about Picasso's work that makes him speak to so many?
Simply put, Picasso is dead. This makes him much more valuable.
From an artistic standpoint?
No. Purely monetary. Van Gogh, Picasso, these were artists who were only truly great after they made me a few grand.
Thank you, Donald, and Picasso. Join us next time when we will discuss Mozart.
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is good. The Lord is good, and the Lord needs our help. Yes, the Lord needs our help, brothers and sisters. You see, the Lord spoke to me. That's right, I said the Lord spoke to me.
Hallelujah!
The Lord spoke to me. He woke me from my sleep. That's right. It was so important that he had to wake me up at 3:25 in the morning. And I said unto him, what shall I do for thee, my Lord? And the Lord, he said unto me, I'm a little strapped for cash, Jimmy. I need $28 million, and I need it soon. Now, brothers and sisters, I know you're saying, Jimmy, what does the Lord need with $28 million? I'll tell you. The Lord has a problem. I said, the Lord has a problem. The Lord has a gambling addiction. I said, the Lord has a gambling addiction. The Lord keeps playing cards with the devil and Lucifer, Beelzebub, Satan, whatever you call him, he cheats. And I told the Lord, Lord, you have to use your almighty powers to win. But the Lord, he will not stoop to that level. So he loses a lot. And the Lord refuses to conjure up the money because that would cause inflation. So the Lord needs our money. I said, the Lord needs our money.
Amen.
And I know that you will give all you can to the Lord.
Right on.
But brothers and sisters, I know you don't have $28 million. I don't honestly expect you to come here with large amounts of cash on the off chance that the Lord lost the keys to heaven in a hand of poker.
That's true.
So I want you all to pay special attention to the men coming down the aisles. They'll appraise your children and assess their worth. Now don't misunderstand the arrangement. Your children will be returned to you once they have worked off their debt to the Linguini Warehouse.
Here at the Linguini Warehouse, we understand that it's important to make the family happy. We also understand that a snot-nosed brat can ruin it for everybody. That's why the Linguini Warehouse has loner kids. Your misbehaving child will be sedated and placed in the back, while one of our children takes their place. Your family will enjoy the perfect meal with the best behaved children you've ever seen. You'll love them so much, you'll forget to trade them back in.
Now on Heavenly Art, our panel will discuss Mozart.
The first thing we must say about Mozart is that he is dead.
No, no, you're thinking about Beethoven.
What, Mozart isn't dead?
Oh, dead. I thought you said deaf.
That's definitely not harp music. Is this heaven? Hell? Purgatory? A Black Sabbath concert?
Hello, my complaining friend.
God, so it's you again.
The one and only.
Get real. I've been through hundreds of heavens, a different god in each one.
I have been them all. Let me explain. God is infinite. He exists in all things, in all ways. Every shade of reality, each of the infinite shades of every color in the cosmos, is but a reflection of the one and only I.
That sounds super schizophrenic, God.
I am the heart and the mind and soul of all things. You must accept me. And in accepting me, you accept yourself for who you truly are.
Seriously? Are you just saying that?
Okay, I am a bit nuts. You try being aware of absolutely everything that ever was or could be. And to know that not only are you aware of it, but you are it. It's a real bitch.
I never thought of it like that before.
I know.
Well, why create the universe? Why create religion? Why wars? Why did you make men and women and animals? And
well, you might as well ask me why I made anything at all.
Well?
I was tired of masturbating.
I hear ya.
God! That fool! That idiot! Did he listen to me about free will? Did he let me control the universe when I could have done such a better job of it? I was the brightest of all the angels. Half the heavenly host was on my side. I could have reigned supreme through all of time and space. I will enact my revenge. God will pay for the wrongs he has committed against me.
Come in, son. Dinner's getting cold.
Damn. All right, Mom. Be there in a minute.
Have you heard from your father today?
Oh, you know we haven't spoken in thousands of years, Mom.
I do wish you two would get on. You have so much in common.
I've jammed 5 billion souls to the infernal pit!
That's nice, dear. Now finish your soup before it gets cold.
Of course, as you know, I, God, am infallible.
But what about the fallen angels? Satan's Rebellion? The Crusades? The Inquisition? Bill Gates?
Oh, that's nothing to do with me, I'm afraid. You like tea, don't you? How about some Earl Grey?
I hate tea. I like coffee.
Oh, damn, there I go again. Is it just me, or for an infallible being, I do make rather a few mistakes, don't I?
Well, don't be down on yourself. There's always the blue seas, the blue skies, the green trees, the yellow sun.
What did you say?
I was just mentioning how beautiful you made the earth, with the blue seas and skies and the green trees and the yellow sun.
Oh, fuck! I meant to make the whole damn thing out of custard!
What?
Yes, the earth doesn't work right with the blue oceans and the green trees. That was the prototype. I thought I deleted that shit. Fuck! I uploaded the wrong one!
I liked it.
Oh no, this is no good. I'll have to do the whole damn thing from scratch again.
Really? I mean, why is custard any better than what's there now?
Just that you have to ask shows how much I've screwed up.
Damn, I'll have to kill you now and replace you with a mechanical penguin named Simon.
I don't think I like this heaven so much. It doesn't make very much sense.
Yes, it does. I'm just fucking with your head.
Huh?
The universe really isn't made for you humans. You're a byproduct of the true ultimate creation. The ones who are really worthy of the universe as I designed it.
Who's that then?
Beings which I truly created in my own image. Beings of vast intelligence and wisdom, who I have named the Logitrons.
The Logitrons?
The Logitrons are the ultimate species in the universe.
The Logitrons are Loggy and Tronny.
Can't dare fight the Logitrons because we can be sucked to a straw from any point in the universe to any other point in the universe. The Logitrons claim the planet Earth as their own.
The Logitrons claim that they can juggle cats perfectly.
Since the arrival of the Logitrons just moments ago on planet Earth, there has been widespread chaos. People have been lining up for miles for Logitron autographs and waiting to buy their new music album, Meet the Logitrons. What do you think of this, Donald?
Well, one must consider that the Logitrons are robotic trees, which have dedicated themselves entirely to cat juggling, invasion of primitive worlds, like the Earth, and the occasional album release. I don't think the Logitrons sound is quite what people will suspect. Also, their concerts might not be as popular as one would think, because very often instead of playing music, the Logitrons simply just kill everyone.
The Logitrons are victorious!
God, I have come to speak with you.
Yes! I am the now going God of Righteousness! Presented entirely in stereo!
Excellent. Well, I'm a human being, you see. And these creations, the Logitrons, they're destroying all of the cosmos. Now, the other guy I taught you earlier seemed to really like this, but, well, I thought I'd ask you anyway.
The Logitrons are a masterstroke of my design!
But why did you make them? Just to kill everything in their path?
I liked the name Logitron. I didn't really think you are that.
I thought you didn't play Dice with the Universe.
Well, I do. Say, you got to ask $20 million, I borrow.
At last, the Logitrons are the nail in God's rest. It is turning humanity against him.
Fantastico, Dark Lord. Brilliant.
Now I will make my move. I shall create something so vile as to entrap humanity and make them all my slaves.
Great. Wonderful.
I shall create Sitfuzo, an audio program which will appease those wretches.
Excellent. Perfect.
Oh, great hordes of evilness! Follow me as I create that which is named Sitfuzo! And its flame, the seas will boil, the continent shall crack, and the stars shall turn to blood, and...
Hey, son, come inside. It's getting dark out.
Yes, mother! Damn, next week then.
Most people think great God will come from the skies. Take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours on earth. And now you see the light.
That was Sitfuzo, a badly recorded and shabbily edited audio program featuring the voices of Charlie, Israel, Andrew, and Claire. Sitfuzo was created by Charles Daniels. The script was written by Chris Redner, Charles Daniels, and Andrew Hobbs. The notable music we used in this episode was Black Sabbath's Who Are You from the album Sabbath Bloody Sabbath, Get Up Stand Up by Bob Marley and the Wailers from their album Burnin', and Borderline from the Macross Plus soundtrack.
We know and we understand Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light. What you gonna stand up for? Yeah, right. Yeah, so you better get up. Stand up in the morning. Get it up. Stand up for your right. Stand up.
Charles Daniels, $5, Four Gods and the Gambling Debt.